Finally, today, we get our chance to talk about a movie that is not only hot, but historic, Marvel's Black Panther.
The Black Panther has been the protector of Wakanda for generations. Now it is time to show the outside world who we are.
Black Panther is based on the Marvel comic of the same name. It's directed by Ryan Coogler. His previous directing credits were Fruitvale Station and Creed. And according to the online ticket retailer Fandango, more pre-sale tickets for the film were sold than for any other superhero movie ever. Now, the movie is out now, but just in case you aren't one of the millions of people who snagged one of those first tickets, let us catch you up. Black Panther is the alter ego of King T'Challa, who reigns over the fictional African kingdom of Wakanda. Wakanda is the sole source of a substance called vibranium, which has given the kingdom great wealth and technological advancement. King T'Challa, played by Chadwick Boseman, is sworn to protect it, and he, in turn, is protected by a group of female warriors led by Okoye, played with scene-stealing verve by Danai Gurira. And Danai Gurira is with us now from our bureau in New York. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me.
I feel like I should salute my general.
No need. At ease. At ease.
Thank you. Thank you. As we were. When did you realize that this film wasn't just a film, but a phenomenon? Now, I mentioned the online pre-sales, but the ecstatic reviews, people buying rows of seats, people trying to buy out, rent out whole theaters so that school kids could see it. At what point did you realize that this was all happening?
Well, even the excitement when it was just first announced, when we were announced as the additional cast at Comic-Con, that was really amazing. But then the real moment hit, it was when that trailer came out. That's when the response was something we could never have imagined, quite honestly.
Well, how did you react to that? I mean, what did you say to yourself?
You know, I've always felt blessed to be a part of this because I could understand the response in the sense that this is imagery and narrative that many of us have yearned for. I know, being a Black woman who's from Zimbabwe and from the United States, I've yearned for this type of imagery. I mean, I'm it's one of those things I'm just excited it was getting made. The idea of actually touching into Africans being treated with this sort of respect and on this type of a platform and a narrative coming from, you know, the Black perspective entirely, and the sort of pride. There's something about the pride that this shows, that Wakanda shows, African pride, Black pride, your pride of your people, of your culture, of, you know, who you are outside of any hegemonical influence, and how you can create your own hegemony right there amongst your own people. That, I think, is something people have really attached to. And I get it, being that I'm African. But, you know, I think it's beyond that. Many, many people of every different race I've come across are really attaching to that. And it's just been really thrilling. I really couldn't have anticipated it.
I was wondering what was the chicken and what was the egg, because there's, you know, Black Hollywood royalty is a part of this. I mean, Angela Bassett, Forest
yes.
Whitaker,
yes.
Oscar winner, your friend Lupita Nyong'o,
yes.
who's starred in one of your plays. Were all of these major figures, yourself included, attracted to this project, or do you think people are attracted to the project because people like you are in it?
I think it's hard to say, but I will say that we were attracted to this astounding idea of, you know, I heard about it. I was told I had the offer actually the night Eclipsed opened on Broadway, speaking of that play. And I was like, what? I couldn't even believe it. I was like, Marvel and Ryan Coogler are doing what? Like, I was like trying to piece it together in my brain. Like, my manager had to repeat it like four times. But like, you know, when I sat down with Mr. Coogler, you know, what's very important to me as an African woman and as a playwright who writes from the African perspective, because of the lack thereof or the misrepresentation thereof or the distortion thereof, it was very important that this was, you know, that an African narrative is treated with respect and authenticity. And sitting down with him and hearing his vision, I was just like, okay, this is special.
Let me back up for folks who don't know exactly what we're talking about here, that I want to mention that you have a whole other life outside of being an awesome butt-kicking bodyguard to the king. People know you as the zombie killer Michonne in AMC's The Walking Dead. You are an accomplished playwright. You've been nominated for a Tony Award for your play Eclipsed. So you are well-positioned as both a creator of content and as a person who has starred in kind of culture-grabbing material yourself. But and you've also, you know, appeared in independent films. I'm just wondering, this whole blockbuster experience, because this is what this is, what is that like?
It's great. I mean, I think what's really exciting to me is the idea that it's a blockbuster where I'm speaking Xhosa. You know,
I wanted to ask you about that. Actually, why don't I just do this? Why don't I just play the clip and then we'll talk about it. In the film, you play, as we said, Okoye, the lead general of the King's Special Forces Unit. In this scene, you're working with the CIA. You've helped catch one of the bad guys. You're observing the interrogation. And your character is speaking to the King T'Challa in front of the CIA agent that you've teamed up with. Let's play that clip and then we'll talk about it.
After your questioning, we will take him back to Wakanda with us.
What? No. Look, I like you a lot, but he's in my custody now. He's not going anywhere. Listen, I'm doing you guys a favor by letting you even be in here.
Ukuba upinde wakuchukumisa, ndakunqoma apha kwesi sihlalo.
Does she speak English?
When she wants to.
So much going on here. Now, tell me again, you are in fact speaking...
Xhosa. It's the same language that is native to Nelson Mandela. It's from the Cape region of South Africa. And Mr. John Kani, who plays T'Challa's father, T'Chaka, he's Xhosa. And so they started and agreed to that language being the language of Wakanda in Captain America Civil War, where, of course, T'Chaka is unfortunately killed.
Tell us a bit more about Okoye, your character. She is amazing.
Thank you. Okoye is she's the general of his armed forces. She's the head of the Dora Milaje. The Dora Milaje, as we know from the comic books, are like his special guard. They're pretty much the guardians of the throne and the royal family, which makes them pretty much the guardians of the stability of the nation. And she works pretty much as his right-hand woman, not man, and is involved in everything he does.
Well, the thing that we noticed was that unlike other superhero movies, where, you know, there may be a female character who is a meaty character, but she's still the one. You know, there's one female strong character, like, you know, Black Widow, who's a great character, but, you know, she's still surrounded by men. In this film, the women... No one is a sidekick. Yes,
no,
King T'Challa is the lead. He's the Black Panther. Mm-hmm. But their roles, including yours, are quite substantial. And they have their own agency.
Arc.
Yes, yeah. And I wondered, how did you understand her inner core? Because she still is, she still loves someone. I mean, she is seen to have a love relationship. And so it's not like she's not a celibate, like she's not sworn to not have feelings. But how did you understand her?
I thought that was really exciting, the multidimensionality of that, and the fact that she was allowed to be very fierce and very feminine. And I thought that was just such a combination that you don't often get to see. One gets sacrificed for the other in some sense, but I know so many fierce and feminine women, you know, and I was like, when do we get to see that on screen? And so the thing that really connected me in a really powerful way was her love and her loyalty to this thing called Wakanda, this nation that was never colonized and consequently became the most advanced nation on the globe in terms of technology and used its resources for its own people, which Africa never got to do. You know, the idea of being a guardian of that place, of being a protector alongside Black Panther, to me, that just resonated so deeply as something that, you know, you are loyal to the death and beyond. You know, Africans always wonder, who would we have been if we weren't colonized? And she protects what we would have been. And to me, that just, it made her very palpable.
That's Danai Gurira. She is currently starring in Marvel's Black Panther. She was kind enough to join us from our bureau in New York. Danai Gurira, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Nothing new to me.